Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's crazy.
That's the late, great Buddy Holly, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. One of the giants. We lost him too soon. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog. Check out the poll question. We ask a different question every week. Check out the video, brand new video up right now. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you'll find also there the body of work that Ray Keating has deposited with us over the years, over the many years he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Now coming up on 13 years, he's the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the author of Warrior Monk and Chuck versus the Business World. Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. The employment figures were improving for 2 or 3 months there, but they kind of fell off the table last month, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a very disappointing employment report, to say the least, that came out late last week. Depending on what survey you want to use, you know, we've got two different surveys: establishment survey, which is kind of the established businesses, if you want to think of it that way, and the household survey. So the establishment survey just came in far below where expectations were. You know, the numbers, expectations, I think, were around 200,000, 250,000, came in at 121. That's just anemic job growth.
That's
from,
awful.
From that survey.
Well, don't we need 300 jobs a month just to keep up with population growth?
You need about somewhere in the 250 range is pretty much what you need to start chipping away and really.
And folks, that's just running as fast as you can to stay in one place.
Yeah, 200.
That's not growth
in that range. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So you've got that problem, but the household survey, which is, I argue, and many economists argue, better capture kind of startup and small business activity, that was actually down. You didn't hear too much about that, but that survey actually lost 31,000.
Are you talking about U3? The 8-point whatever number that they give?
No. I'm talking about employment on the household survey.
Okay.
Which is a separate survey from the establishment survey.
Okay.
Employment actually declined by 31,000. So after you had a few months there, 2-3 months of really several months of solid gains, and now it actually fell by 31,000. Mm. Now that's where we get the unemployment rate from. So people will say naturally, "Well, how the heck did the unemployment rate?"
That's the U3 unemployment rate. I think that rate is useless. I think U6 is the one where you get everybody, the people who are working part time, they're underemployed. That number is almost double the household number.
Right, but you also have to But getting back to the one that we most widely quote, the reason that it was because the labor force actually declined substantially in March again by 164,000. So this has been a problem now in terms of the labor force for going on almost 3 years now, where you're seeing a decline in the labor force, and that's just an unprecedented situation, and it shows how discouraged people are still.
Percentages, sminages. We got 20. We got 20 plus million Americans out of work or underemployed. That's the real. That's the real blood and flesh and blood number.
Well, I would argue, you always get the underemployed. This and that. It's very difficult to kind of sort through those numbers. I think you take that actual unemployment number, the one that we traditionally look at, what's at 8.2% now. But then you just realize that the labor force has dropped tremendously. So even that rate, if you put those people back in the labor force, that rate climbs substantially.
Well, part of the reason the labor force has declined is because we've got an unprecedented number of people who are converting from unemployment to Social Security disability. That's another thing that's going on right now.
Absolutely. I think, though, when you look at these numbers and they're so really the extended period here, the numbers are just they overwhelm even a situation like that. You're absolutely right, that contributes to it, but overall it's just people that have said, okay, there's nothing around in it. I'm out of the
right.
labor force. I'm not even looking.
No, exactly. I used to be in sales. I lost my job, and now I'm saying paper or plastic. I mean, that's part of this too. I mean, this and you know, Ray. Here's a great irony. One of the greatest. In fact, if you ask most small business owners, what is the biggest concern you have? My polling and other polling has indicated that the biggest concern that small business owners have these days is finding qualified employees for actual job openings.
Yeah,
Ray,
well,
we got a can of worms here in America with regard to employment.
Well, people and you see a lot of you can hear the head scratching going on right now after you've said something like that, but it's true, and you have plenty of evidence out there, and this is really. You know, again, goes back to the policy issue. We keep extending unemployment benefits, right? And part of you wants to do that. You know, you envision a person that just they're having really difficult time finding jobs. But you got to realize that there are far more people that are saying, you know what, this isn't a bad deal, and
right.
I'm going to wait till this thing runs out. And there are plenty of people.
Ray, it's more than just inclination. It's also about qualification. See, it's not just people who won't show up. We did a poll last week, and we said, what is your experience in finding qualified applicants? The biggest number we got was about 40% said, we have openings, we can't find qualified people.
Yeah. Well, that goes back to a whole host of things.
That's my point about the can of worms.
Yeah.
We got a long-term entrenched unemployment scenario, not just because of the economy, but also because of the capability of the employees and the changes, the evolution in the workplace. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I'm going to let Ray weigh on this some more after these messages. And that's small business, SBECouncil.org, by the way. SBECouncil.org is his organization's website, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.